Okay.
Asher ish asiri. Okay? Asher ish asiri. She'ein ro'oi. Okay? Limnois ha'agdomois. Like yachonois, those things which make the mitzvah possible. They're a prelude to the mitzvah, and they're necessary for the mitzvah. Okay? Now, the proper translation over here probably should be le'eze tachlis mina tachliois, or le'tachlis musuyemis, where it's even better. Hashehen, they're for a particular tachlis, okay? Each word over here doesn't make any sense, okay? So let's just get started before we get okay. Now, I'll talk about this a little bit more later, Bli Neder, as we go further. First, maybe I shouldn't get to what the ro'oi means later, because you have to understand what we're talking about, and then we'll decide what the ro'oi means, okay? So, L'tachlis me'tachliyos, or L'tachlis m'siyemis, or whatever it is you'll see, and we'll see that clearly in Sherishud Aleph of Mitzvah Hashem, that a tachlis is ki'ilu the purpose of a mitzvah, okay? So, even if a mitzvah has many chalokim, if it's for one general purpose, for example, he talks about the begodi yufluma mitzera, or begodi the tome tome yikra, the sof miyate, the tome tome yikra. So it's all for the purpose of heke mitzera. So the mitzvah, the tachlis is the mitzvah. So these are preparatory stages for the mitzvah. So those preparatory stages, and that's the important thing which he's going to point out, even though they're tzibuyim, and they fit all the general categories of what a mitzvah is, it's not a mitzvah because it's not the tachlis, okay? So here, if I ask you, can you imagine counting the achonis of the mitzvah or not? You could have imagined such a thing, right? So here, the ro'oi l'chayim means, even though it's logically possible not to do it the other way, but the appropriate way to do it is to assume that not mean a mitzvah. Because see, he used the same Arabic word later in a way that I would assume you don't have those two options. Okay, if we get there. Okay. So that's the tachlis musuyemis is the peculiar mitzvah that we're talking about, and these are hachonis, the prelude to the mitzvah. Okay. Now, pomim yovo tzivuyim batera. Okay. Here, the word tera is real. It's the Rambam's word. Okay, he wrote it with the transliteration. He wrote it in Arabic with Hebrew letters. Okay, and here Torah is really there. Okay, pomim yovo tzibuyim batera, ein oisan tzibuyim heim hamitzvah. Okay, see here. Okay, here the word hamitzvah is also the mitzvah is real, and he writes al, which is in the Arabic the hey idea. Avo heim hakdomois laseis hamitzvah. They're not the mitzvah, but they're prelude to the mitzvah. So here, this is very confusing. If I would see, What is the one with the hey idea? Hamitzvah. So eight prayer you assume is only one option. Either you count the Hagdomers, or you count the Tachlis, which is what the words seem to say. Okay? And he says you shouldn't count that, but you should count this. Okay? Ki'ilu, okay, that's what we have so far, okay? Ki'ilu, hu misapir, eich ro'oi shita'aseh mitzvah. Okay, just what is it? I need this one more thing here. Okay, good, okay, so just see it. So thank you. I just need the page, okay? I don't know. Yeah, the ki'ilu is that they also in kapach also. You see, the ki'ilu is a little bit odd. It's a strange, odd, it's an odd word. Ki'ilu hu misapir. It's not ki'ilu. He actually is. You know, I don't know what the ki'ilu means. Okay? I don't know what that means. Ki'ilu hu misapir eich roi shetasa mitzvahi dimion omru the dogma, okay? V'lokachta v'omru v'kachta seiles v'chulei. Okay? Ki hu eno roi shiimna l'kichas aseris asiyase lechem mitzvah ava nimna omnom hu omroi v'nesate ala shucha lechem apon l'ponai tomit. Okay? So, what do you mean eich roi shetase a mitzvah? Do you have various options of how to do the mitzvah? It's the only one, right? So, how could the word roi over here be the same as the roi before? It's a little bit odd. But the chur from the context over here, it's roi means it's basically how you have to do the mitzvah. It's not right? Correct? Okay. So the chur should be, it shouldn't have been aimed eich roi, it should have been eich tzoch lasas a mitzvah, okay? So, you know, even if it's the same Arabic word, usually the rule of thumb, that's what I've learned, is the context. And the context over here, l'chere, is it should be ki'ilu eich tzoch shetase a mitzvah. Hayi, dimyon omroi, v'lokach v'seres, v'afisa, right? That's a posik, okay? This posik is an emo, okay? Ki eno roi shiyimne. So this eno roi could be either way, you know. It could be you have logic. It's the same eno roi at the beginning of the shirish, correct? Of the way you form it. Ki hu eno roi shiyimne lekichas aseres mitzvah v'yasios alechem mitzvah. Okay, so here he's going against the grain of what he said before. You shouldn't say that each one of these hachonis are separate mitzvahs, correct? Lekichas aseiles mitzvah, v'asiyas, asiyas alechem, or afiyas alechem, I don't know what the asiyas alechem means exactly. Aval animne omnom hu, the omroi v'nasata al ashuchan lechem ponim l'fonai tamid. Hine a mitzvah hi omnom lihiyos alechem tamid l'fnei Hashem. That's what the mitzvah is. V'yacharkach, that's in Parshas Truma, okay? V'yacharkach, in Parshas Emo, Sipe ech yiye ze halechem, uima yiye. I don't know what the difference between the two is. Ech yihye, umima yihye. So, okay. So I guess ech yihye are the various maisim and the ingredients, I guess. We have to know what we're talking about, okay? Okay. The oma shuhu yihye miseles. Okay. That's from what it should be. Okay. V'yiyu shtei mesei chalos. And that's how it should be or whatever it is. Okay. V'al derech ze be'atzmoy. Then he goes on to other things. Okay. So this seems very innocuous and nothing happened. Correct? Now, let's go. Here, so we have the steel anyway, we don't know what's exactly happening. Because L'chayla here, he's ready to count the various that as the L'kichas Asoiles and the Afiyas Halechem as seven mitzvahs, if you were to count the Akdomas, correct? Right?
Again, if you count Akdomas, why aren't they seven mitzvahs?
I said they could have been. But at the beginning he says, Ein oison, they're in plural, right? Heim hamitzvah. What's hamitzvah? There's more than one? Or he's talking about mitzvah in the more generic term? He's not referring to the particular over here. I'm just saying there's a problem just reading it. I have no problems. You can go anywhere you want. But Mnei Ubei, if he's serious about HaMitzvah, there's something strange going on over here. Unless HaMitzvah means the more generic term. Yeah, but Ein HaTzivuyim Heim HaMitzvah. HaMitzvah means the Tachlis, and there can only be one. So the word HaMitzvah later, when he says Ein Lo Shetaseh HaMitzvah Hi, the mitzvah, solus mitzvah, the asiyos alechem mitzvah.
That's achonus.
Yeah, but he calls it mitzvah. What's the word mitzvah means? So unless he learns that before he's working with the word hamitzvah is atav. No, see, asher he starts in roy limnos agdomos asher heim letachlus meletachlus. So we don't know what the word mitzvah. The mitzvah means the tachlus at the beginning. Avoheim Akdomois Lasseis HaMitzvah. Okay? So I guess HaMitzvah means the Tachlis at the beginning. And they are not the Mitzvah, and that really saying over the Sherish at the beginning again. Right? This is Tachlis, right? Shein Roy, Limitzibuim, Heim HaMitzvah, they are not the Tachlis. But the Akdomas are the Tachlis, okay? And if you don't look at the Tachlis as the litmus test of how to do it, you could have counted each one of the Achonis as separate mitzvahs. Then the word mitzvah, what he's not using with Heyidiyah, is not referring to the Tachlis, but it's talking about an imaginary count, which you would have had, okay? Okay.
So,
if I'd ask you, to open up the Rambam in Tzvi the Musafim in the Prati HaMitzvahs, can you imagine the Rambam writing in Tzvi the Musafim that mitzvah, the test, the mitzvah test is l'aseis lechem aponim? Okay, that's what he says. Okay, l'cheira, you would assume it's just the opposite of the shirish, because he counts the asiya. No, that's amazing, no? I didn't see anyone ask the question, but, you know. Okay? So that l'cheira is amazing, you know, it's my mission, like, you know, you can't imagine something so, you know. So then, okay. So let me just read you something. Is that okay so far? So in Kiyas Sefer, in Hilchos Tefillin Musafim, La'aseis lechem haponim ulisadroi b'chol yoyim Shabbos lifnei Hashem, before Yom Shabbos lifnei Hashem, v'heichol tichsiv b'yom haShabbos ya'achenu. That's what he says. He says, La'aseis lechem haponim ulisadroi b'chol yoyim lifnei Hashem Beheichal, tichsiv, b'yom haShabbos yachenu hakayim. Strange. Okay? So, l'cheire is, he explains the Rambam's literal construction. Slach lechol sadre, okay? So then, it ends up, or lasa, like it says, lasa lechem k'chol kosum v'parsha. It means the whole thing. Let's even accept that. But if you accept that, that still is not the shirish over here. The shirish over here, the Akdomas, are not in it at all. And here he's ready to say there's a conglomerate of the Akdomas plus the Tachlis. Which basically reflects the Halachos Gedolos. Because the Halachos Gedolos counts Lechem upon him in Parashis, and the Parashis is Parashis Lechem upon him. So I would assume it's the Asi Osei, the Lekichas Asoilis, and etc., etc., etc. So the whole Sheirish over here, and the Ram, the Protei Mitzvah, is amazingly difficult. You see, in all the other places, we'll see later, it's okay. There's no problem. But the Prote Mitzvahs, there's a problem, okay? And even in Mishneh Torah, in Perikei, it's also okay. That's okay. There's nothing to do with it. So, you know, it's very odd to write Prote Mitzvahs, which are the exact opposite of what he said in the Shrushim, okay, and the Nusach of all the time you mentioned the Mitzvah in other places, L'chor works very well, wasn't tatten with the Shur, which is a little bit odd, okay. So, you know, April, you know, we don't know what's going on here, but, you know, how serious could this line be when it's, you know, I don't, it's very confusing, okay? You see, but the option of counting the Hagdomis as a mitzvah and the mitzvah itself as a separate mitzvah is not here. The Rambam basically saying is that the Hagdomis are not part of the mitzvah, they're prelude to the mitzvah, okay? And the Halach Zedolus is ready to say that it's all together, and that's the impression you get in the Prote mitzvahs. It's all one conglomerate, okay? The one money mitzvahs kadmoinim, this Rabbi Yochanan Perlau quotes in Minyan Shishim B'Chamesh Parshiyos Parshim Mem Vav Mem Zayin Elishuri Isi Gam B'Hashoros Horash Ibn Gabriel Zal Shigam Kein Mona Mitzvah Lechem Aponim Shnei Pomim Medivar Rash Bet Zal Mizbay Shem Mekavodos B'Zeh Limnois Okay. Then he continues. V'sida alechem al shulchan mitzvah v'nei atzmar. V'zeh shekosav v'ashban v'pshmosh v'mgwil achakach v'sheish ha-malochos haynu ha-mitzvah l'sadeh v'yom ha-shabbos l'alechem shtei malochos al shel sheish sheish v'chze samto isom v'chule v'ayin shom. Okay, b'dvorov he writes something about the v'vloz ha-zokein z'al b'zeh, and that's what it is. So you have all these options. This is clearly what the Rambam is writing against, to count them separately, okay? But what he's doing exactly in Mishnah Torah and the Pratim, we don't know, and the Bahag is ready to count them as a conglomerate. Now, in the original Ksav Yad, when he quotes the Pasuk, he writes only Lokach the Seles Vachule. And some people, when he's referring to other parts of the Pasuk, because there's only one of the Achonis, he's talking about many, because he talks later about Asiyos Alechem. Lekichas Asolis Mitzvah Vesis Alechem. So he's certainly referring to more than the, what he writes, but he's, that's why he writes B'chulet. Okay. Now, even though there are dinim in the Hachonis, and it's a tzivui, that's not enough to make it into mitzvahs. For example, there's a din in Perikei Aloch HaZayin, Loshin Oison Achas Achas Balechem Aponim V'Oifin Oison Shtayim Shtayim. Okay. See, here is like, you know, if you excuse me, it's a logical flip of Shulano. Because you remember, we said that the Shulano, even though it's not a tzivui, but you found it, find the Torah Shebiksav, and the Torah explains it, so that makes it a mitzvah, but it's not a tzivui, which is counterintuitive to the whole Shere Shmini. And here, it's just the opposite. It is a tzivui, and the Torah talks about it, but there's kilu, this Shere Shafka, that if it's only Akdama, it can't be. See, here logically, it's the Torah talking about, you don't even need that there's a tzivui. Okay. The Pasha Sheretz could be, this could also be, maybe. A Chai Chesed. Okay. Now next. Now we get into Gufei Torah. Okay? This is only, you know, this is the warm up. Now, also, there's something that Chaim Heller has in here, which before the he has key, he says shechetase mitzvah hahi dimyon. Ki hu eino voy shimne. Ki hu doesn't make any sense. And it's probably better just leave those words out. Or eino voy, or hali eino voy. Ki hu doesn't, it's not connected in the way the ki hu would give you the expression. And look how you'd want to knock that out. Now, here's where Gufei Torah comes in. What is the mitzvah in the Torah of Lechem Apon? Which pasuk did you derive it from? So I ask you, and you look over here in the Sheresh, it's very clear you derive it from the pasuk in Parshas Truma, correct? Right? V'nasata al ha-shulchan lechem ponu l'fonai tamid, correct? And it's not the pasuk in Parshas Emor. B'yom HaShabbos, Yom HaShabbos, Ya'achenu l'fnei Hashem tomid. Meis b'nei Yisrael b'Yisraelim, correct? Because that tzivui is after the Hakdomos. And the Rambam, for some reason, I don't know what he wants this for. He says the Torah mentioned the tzivui, and then it mentioned V'achach Siper. It's a kind of mice. I don't know. See, I'm confused about what the purpose of this is, because it could have been the opposite way also. And well, it's necessary. I'm just telling you, not because it's important. Maybe it's not important, but he's just telling you the way it happens to be. He says, "V'yachakach." So it's just a. He's just telling you that's what it is. I don't know. Okay? Okay. Now, here's where the problem starts. Oh, this is okay. He does the same thing also, what's it, in Mia Kotze, Mitzvah Sechov Zayin, Lahazdir, Lechem Ulevoid Lefnei Hashem, B'chol Yoyim, B'chol Shabbos, Shneem V'sata Al HaShulchan, Lechem Ponim. Okay? Chei Miyar Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs Asei Kuf Chof Zayin, Hi Shetzivonu Lohosim Lechem Aponim Lechem Hashem Tomid, V'omroi V'sata Al HaShulchan Lechem Ponim Lefonim Tomid. V'kva Yodata Loshan HaTeiro Lohosim Lechem Cham b'chol Shabbos, Shiyeimo levoina, v'yochlu hakohanim halechem shenase b'Shabbos. So he's quoting basically the pasuk in he's referring to without quoting the pasuk in Emor, correct? Mitzvah say Chof Zayin. I'm sorry, I didn't say Chof Zayin. Chof Zayin, sorry, Chof Zayin. So, okay, you see it?
Yeah, yeah.
So, L'chayra, what he's trying to say, he's not even quoting the pasuk, that it fits into the categories of Shavuos Chi, that it's Nichpa L'Hashlem Din, because we wouldn't know that it's on Shabbos, we wouldn't know, right? We wouldn't know it's on Levoina, right? Correct? But the pasuk in Parshas Emor is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Parshas Truma. And if the tzim in Parshas Emor is nichpa l'hashul medin, medin ya mitzvah. However, the Rambam in Tmil Musafim quotes the pasuk in Parshas Emor is the mitzvah. Okay? Now it becomes interesting. Perikei v'ilus t'vim musaf malach aleph mitzasei l'sadi lechem aponim b'chol yoyim Shabbos al ha'shulchan l'fnei Hashem b'heicho sh'ne'emal b'yoyim ha'Shabbos b'yoyim ha'Shabbos yalchenu. It says Kohen. No Kohen in the Pasuk. There's no Kohen in Frankel either. And the Tfusim happened to make there. They're trying to edit the Torah. Okay? So, however, this difference you only find in Lechem Aponim, because when it comes to Halachas Neiros, it's the Kor and Pash Tzave, both in Mishneh Torah and Sefer Mitzvah in all the places. And also, he doesn't quote. There's no in Mishneh Torah. He doesn't quote the pasuk in Parshas Emor for Halachas Neiros. Michutz lepareches ho'edus be'ol moed yarech yisei Aaron me'erev ad boker lifnei Hashem tomit chukazon l'dor seichem, which is Halachas Neiros. Okay, so there he doesn't change. Lechem Aponim changes. So that's the issue. Okay. So I want to tell you what I would say. Okay? What's the issue over here? What's going on in this pasuk? What's going on? Why did he change? Where did he change? Okay. You know, I can imagine his mach would do it over here because he wants to be akach sipir, but I don't understand what the purpose of the Seder is. Okay? I'll tell you a story. A nice story. I'll tell you a conversation which I had with the Rav Zichron Livracha. It's a very nonchalant conversation. I was walking. I usually, when I used to go back in Maria, I used to sit in the back of the car in the back seat. And here and there, you know, they ask questions here to the Rav. That was my opportunity to talk to the Rav, learning less when the other people were talking politics or other things, whatever. Okay, you know, it was very interesting rides. Okay, and there were some things which he said, which were amazing, which I don't even have a quote or whatever. But here, okay, and so I'm not out to publish a book on Sender Renner, and even if I do publish him, I'd like to publish things that he'd want me to publish. Okay? The same. I asked him the following question. When it comes to my souls, the Ramban goes out of his way to say the lechem aponim were on the shulchan, and then there was something about Gomon and the bezichim on top of it. What's the scoop over here? Okay, so yes, I didn't ask the scoop at all. What is this? What's the issue here? So he told me, he told me the following. He said, that the lechem is a keel in the Gofer Shulchan. He said, Voraya, the Mishnah says in Menachos, this Tzadik Tesmon Beis, Tfocho Shel Zeh, Kineged Tfocho Shel Zeh. Okay. And the Derech Agav, the pasuk in by the Masos in Bamidbar Daled pasuk Zayin, for lechem hatomid olav yihyeh, which is very reminiscent of this pasuk in Parshas Truma, correct? So that was the end of what he said. Okay, he didn't know that. So the emphasis in the Furush Tesefta. Tesefta Menachos Perek Yud Aleph Halachim Beis, that the lechem is a kiyum in the chefs of Shulchan, Eilu Moishchin Tefach, the Kohen, V'Eilu Manichin Tefach, Tfochu Shel Zeh, B'Teich Tfochu Shel Zeh, Kidei Shelo Yolin B'loi Lechem. They should have yolin b'lech. What's the yolin on? So then, if that's correct, the din tamid is a din in the chefs of shulchan. Okay, and then it's very appropriate. It should be at the end of Parshas in Truma, in the Asiyas HaShulchan, that the culmination, part of the Chefs of Shulchan, or that the Chefs of Shulchan, is Mechayev Lechem Tomid. So then, you could say it's cholup chlau. It's not over here careful. There's two separate halachas. The lechem before the tamid in Parshas Truma is a kiyum in the Gofer Shulchan. But the mitzvah, the deiros, that's the pasuk in Parshas Emor. B'yom Hashabbos yachenu v'chulei. And that's the Rambam Mishnah Torah. So, if that's correct, it's mamash a very nice thing, okay? Okay, for papus a past, okay? This is what I was wondering about. I thought it was a very interesting thing. I found in Ruchem Perla, or in his beer in the Rav Sadigrin, in Minyan HaParashias, Shisha B'Sheish Parashias, in Parashah Nun Ches Nun Tes, he explains that Rav Sadigrin does not count Asiyas V'Sido Lechem upon him. Doesn't count it at all. Says Mishum Dehavi B'Chal Parashias Maisa Shulchan Shemon. He has a parasha called Maisa Shulchan. So there's no, it comes down, it's just the opposite. There's no mitzvah b'chal. It's like a din, it's the part of the Maisa Shulchan. It's an amazing thing. It is true, okay? This is very interesting. So in context of what I was talking about, this note is an amazing note. Then I would just add the following, okay? If you look there, he also has a parashas Maisa Keteres or parashas Maisa Shemen Hamo'or, okay? But the parasha is not the parasha of Mizbach Keteres and Menorah, okay? It's parashas Maisa Shemen Hamo'or and parashas Maisa Keteres. So that concludes everything from the Asiyah and not Loka. So then it's very clear, if you medayik in his Loshoy, that the Psadigun holds the Lechem upon him, and the Adloka, and the Akhtos Keteres, the Chol HaBetz Misay Dinar, the Lechem is not a mitzvah chal, it's the Chayim Kim Lechetzer Shulchan. Whereas there's mitzvahs of... And that then when you quote Maisa Shulchan, you're okay. And when you talk about Shemar Amor and Teres Asamim, Mesei Legomo. So it's Maisa this. Because Mamish, this, you know, he doesn't make this whole thing, but you know, this point is amazing in context of this.
Could be because it's Tamid. Then it only happens once when you make the shulchan and put it there, and it doesn't change after that. It's that you have new loaves of bread each time to keep it fresh, but it's tamid in one state. Whereas the menorah, each time you're lighting, you know.
Yeah, I can't tell you. See, you know, you have to understand that the we don't, you know, it's not clear that the shulchan that in. You know, whether the Shulchan in Shlomo, I'm not getting involved, but the Shulchan Ezra, and during Chuban Abayi, it's a chase, you know, you understand, okay? We say that. Okay, now, okay, that I think is a valid point, you know. I was just trying how to capsulize this, but, you know, when I asked him, it was a very nonchalant conversation. But looking back at it, you know, I think it's an amazing, amazing thing then. Okay? So you understand that the menorah, you know, you can throw in if you want, the menorah wasn't lit during Masos, the lech and the tummy, that was there. Okay? Now we have that. Next. Okay, now. We still not finished yet. So, I just want to start. I'm just very slow, okay? When I talk about, he says now, Sipa ech yeh ze halechem, imma ze yeh, V'yomashuhu yiyyeh miselis. Okay? So when the Torah says, I just want to ask you something. When the Torah says, lakach the selis, so what would you assume he's supposed to do? So I would assume that the Trumas Halishka has to come and buy the selis. Buy selis, right? So there's a Mishnah Menachos about the minion of Nipui. This one is 11, 12, this Te'alechem, and the Minchas Oimen, the last 13, 12, 11, Lechapur was 11, okay? So what is that? You know, so you bought it afterwards, you bought it before, you did it. So what's Rakach the Selis? In fact, he says, V'omashu yihye miselis. So lakachta, you see, the question is lakicha, is that serious? Is it lakicha v'yihye miselis? Okay. That's l'chayu pirush l'kach the selis, right? V'yiyah the selis, v'yiyu shtei mislechalis, okay? The Ram does say in Perik Dal of the Chushkol of Alach Aliv that the lechma ponim schar, we say lechma ponim from Trumas Alishka. But it doesn't mean that you buy it. So this doesn't say that, okay? But it doesn't say you have to buy Silas Manupa. The Rambam in Hilchos Tfilin Musafim, Perek Hei Aloch Avo, Ketza Mais Alechem Aponim, Mevi Arbo Ovi Eschim Soim Chitim, Chogui Lemanochis. So Tosel Kachta Silas, Neret Vengen, the Mevi, so the baby is lechur. That's what they bought from lechur. What's lechach the sailors? And if you look at the Gemara, in Menachos, Ayin Vav Mubeis, Tonam Abonon sailors. V'yofisa isa melamed shiniknis shinikachas seles. Shinikachas seles, nikachas seles. And, and if you look at Teres Kohanim, and the Gemara, they're taking it from Chitin is only b'dievid. Gemara Menachos ain't involved on the base. Tana Rabbanan, Seilis v'yafisa isa melamish nikha Seilis. Minayin shafilu chitin. Shafilu chitin. Tamuloy melakachta mikomoke. So the chayy pashim moz, the chakachta, the chakicha, the chakicha, the chakicha, the chakicha. And shtetan it was, the Ram, just the opposite. It's not stam, what is the chadreis of dinim, lakachta selas. The shayy, what's going on here? Okay? Mishnah Menachos, Ayin Vav Mem Beis, Hoyim Hoyim Menupa, B'Shalosh Esrei Napo, Shtei alechem b'shtei mesrei v'lechem aponim b'yudalit v'shimonim lo hoylein kitzo el esuris mupa kol tzolko. Didn't make a difference. You need esuris mupa kol tzolko. So I would have said, according to the Rambam, that according to the Tanakhama, is l'chatchilo deraisa in the minyan shel nipui, your aleph. In other words, the Shimon says, there's no minyan, it's called tzolka. In the dinim, according to the Rambam, the Raisa dik dinim, we'll see. In the nipur, this is your aleph, your beis, your gimel. Okay. And you need a chiddush that's not likuva. But according to Rav Shimon, there's no din l'chatchila b'chol. Ram Pirush B'Shnayis, Menoches, Perek Vov Mishne Zayin, V'sholosh Esrei Napois, Eilu, Hoye Nikve Kol Achas Yose Dakim, Min Ashniya B'Hadroka. V'da, Shim Loi Dikdek B'Nipui, O Shloi Hitzi Oimer, Misholosh Soyin, O Isoa Misoa, Kmo Shebeye B'Alocha Kedemes, How is it possible? We ain't called ze el le mitzvah. The chayitz of the chayitz of the chayitz of the chayitz of that you have to do this minion. Vein halocha k'rabi shimo she'oime v'afil l'chatchila ein l'kach gvur mugbal v'afil l'mitzvah ein l'an kitzel. Okay, obviously you see there's a whole new world going on between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon. The Chacham says, in Perek Hei, between the Musaf and Halacha Vav, v'keitzad ma'aseh lechem aponim, maybe abo v'yasem soyim chitin uruim l'menochais. V'shofen oison, u'boitim bohen, k'shar chitin menochais, v'teichin en oison, ומנאפים מהן פי אחס עשרים נאפו עשרים ארבו ועשרים איסו ונסוילס ועשרים מהן שתיים עשרי חלויס לא נופו איסו פי אחס עשרים נאפו או שלא הציעו מעשרים וארבו עשויים חולו ונאס עשוילס מכל מקום כשאלס לא נאמו שום אלו אלא למצווה. So I don't know, Lula the Mistafino, I would have said that the Braise in Menoches, the Teres Kohanim, Teres Lechatchila, Niknis, Seles, and B'dievet is Chitin, is Rav Shimon. Because the Dinin Nipui, there's no Dinin, Teresa Dikedinim, in the Maisa. And I would have told you, okay, so it means that according to Rav Shimon, there's a Teres Mechadish, then there's a Chiddush L'Chayr in it, that the Trumas Alishka, not only can buy Seles, according to Rav Shimon, but even Chitim, but the evidence caution. But according to the Tanakhama and the Pesach HaRambam, for lokach the seles is not the kinyan of seles. For lokach the seles is avo of the seles lelisha, and it's also included in it lokach the seles. I would assume it's the asiya of the seles lokach the from the schitin. You should some should hold it from pshat b'chayra. You're making from this chitin lakach the service of the din from your Rav Napa. It's almost a whole different world.
So I would say the price is Rav Shimon, and the Ram is passing like Tanakama. And you understand yourself, is it mistabir that should be Dereisa Dinim in the Nipoy of service before Hektish buys it? That's the Nipoy. I would say that Sibu does the Nipoy, and that's what's going on. So according to the Rambam, Lekicha service is a whole different Lekicha. So then, maybe the translation that he has over here, Shu Yiye Miserles, is not so bad. Okay, Chesed, I don't know what that you can do with that, but the whole discussion over here is very interesting. And the Ram is not the way you would have read it had you had not had this. Okay, say that. Okay. So the Chav Yachach Sipe is telling you the Tachlis is Tomer Lifnei Hashem, and these are the way that the Akdomis that you make the Lech. So that is the beginning here. Now, it says, "Be'al zeh haderech ba'atzmo, ein roi sheyimne omroi v'yikhoi lecha shemen zayis zoch, avo yimne lahalois ne'er tomid." Okay. Just derech agav, you understand from here, v'yikhoi lecha shemen zayis zoch, Lahal is near Tomid. Okay. So you understand the Seder here is the opposite, because the Achonis, right? Here there's an amazing thing. I guess I'll leave you with this, because generally, in the Torah, you see the question is, can a mitzvah, is a tzivui, right? Okay. You know the difference between a verb conjugated as an imperative, okay, and a verb in the infinitive form, okay? The infinitive is not an imperative, right? I searched through the Minyan mitzvahs, and I didn't find any of the mitzvahs that the mitzvah, at least the Minyan mitzvahs, the Minyan kotzer, as an imperative, okay? But I did find in Mitzvah Hay where the Ram has a nichpal ule ovdei b'chol levavchem mitzvah tefillah. So here he's making lahalis ne'er tomid. He's making it into the infinitive, making it into a tzivud, okay? That's the mitzvah. Okay? And the question is, maybe that's not so bad, because that's the tachlis. And if you have a tzivui, and you know what the tachlis is, the question is, is there something telling you that infinitives could be mitzvahs? Or is it only infinitive, which is a tachlis from a hakdomach? Which is something to think about, and I'll bid you a good job. Okay.